That introduction today, our guest is Mr. Greg Crowley, president of Crowley Engineering. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, Carl.
Greg, tell our listeners a little bit about Crowley Engineering and what your firm does.
Yes, so Crowley Engineering is a MEP consulting engineering firm. MEP is short for Mechanical, Electrical, and Plumbing Engineering. But our focus for our firm is around indoor environmental hazards. We work with clients with that foundation, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, to help them address various types of issues and challenges they face with their building systems and their infrastructure.
So I know Crowley Engineering places a special emphasis on sustainable engineering solutions. Can you explain what that means?
Absolutely. So for our clients, certainly being able to, do the best for their business and their operations through sustainability, we're finding it increasingly important. Several drivers for that are certainly, number one, is cost savings. Everyone is very much aware of the opportunity to try to save money through energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And so as much as they can optimize that in their equipment, they will certainly look to do that, to do so and pursue that.
I see.
In addition, there's just more increased awareness in terms of climate change and the impacts that that's having. And so many facility managers are becoming more aware of their impact on their carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are typically wanting that additional guidance to make sure they're doing the best that they can in their business operations. And we try to help them achieve those goals.
Wonderful. So what are some of the examples of sustainability projects you've been involved with here in the region?
Sure. Well, currently we're working, probably say, with the Indiana National Guard. They have asked us to do an evaluation of several of the armories throughout the region. So we're working with them on facilities currently in Gary and Hammond and even LaPorte, where they have boiler systems that they've had in place for 30-plus years. Those systems have achieved their working life, but now they're older, inefficient systems where they've asked us to evaluate newer technologies to help them become more energy efficient, and same thing to kind of derive cost savings and even to help really to provide a more efficient operations for the maintenance staff that has to support those systems.
I see.
So that's one of those areas in which we're currently working to deliver sustainable solutions.
So I know there's often a misconception that sustainable solutions often mean higher costs, but that's not always true, is it?
No, it's not, actually. When you really begin to factor in, what the impact is, a lot of the technologies today allow for, for example, go back to the energy efficiency. We look at fan systems, boiler systems. There's variable speed systems that allow the systems to modulate. So what that means is you're not running at a constant speed or a maximum speed setting all the time. And so you might think, well, if I go to a more energy efficient system, that's going to cost me more. But the element you have to factor in is really your operating costs. And what are you paying over time to maintain and manage a system? And what you typically find is that those monthly costs and what you usually see in your utility bill, you're starting to see those savings come through over time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some longer-term benefits in terms of going a more sustainable route with your system.
Sure. So I know Crowley Engineering recently received some grant funding from the Indiana Office of Energy Development to help with your firm's own sustainability. Can you share some of those plans?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are very pleased to have been awarded a grant through the Office of Energy Development, and we're thankful to the state of Indiana. And what we're hoping to achieve is that we submitted a grant application to have some solar panels installed on a facility at our headquarters, and with the goal to help offset some of the energy load that we have at our facility. So, so similar to the impact that we try to have for our clients, we also are taking measures to be more sustainable in our business operations. What we're finding is that with our day-to-day operations, we're incorporating a lot more computing power and technology because of the types of modeling and field-type tools that we use in on project sites, and we typically have to charge those systems. So there's kind of more of an energy drain, and so we wanted to try to take an effort to offset some of that increasing energy use at our own facility, and we hope to accomplish that with the new solar panel system. And we also wanted to be really more of an example for some of our neighbors in our community, just to show them what the potential can be of having a renewable energy system at their business operation.
Sure. Congratulations on that. So, Greg, can you also, you're a member of South Shore Clean City's Board of Directors, and we appreciate your service to our coalition. Can you talk a little bit about your volunteer position on the board and how that aligns with Crowley Engineering's sustainability efforts?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pleased to serve on the board for South Shore Clean Cities. I like that it allows an opportunity to serve, number one. I'd like to be able to share from my experiences in working with clients on projects, hoping that it adds value to the goals of the South Shore Clean Cities and you know, helps to, you know, provide some ideas for other initiatives. But we've also had some benefits from participating on the board. Some of the client relationships that we've been able to establish and develop through connections with the various stakeholders has also been of value. We have a specialization in compressed natural gas maintenance garages, and so it's kind of a unique area in terms of some of the challenges that are important for clients, stakeholders that are considering alternative fuels, and specifically CNG. And so having that connection with the South Shore Clean Cities and being able to share from that experience, we feel like there's just been a great partnership that we've been able to establish there.
Sure. So how can our listeners learn more about Crowley Engineering?
Yes. One way is through our website, www.crowleyengineering.com. I also have a Twitter account at Crowley Engineer. That's CrowleyEngr. It's my Twitter handle. And you can also find us on LinkedIn under Crowley Engineering.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Greg Crowley, president of Crowley Engineering. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.